All right, here we are.
Are we rolling?
Hell yeah.
Can you say rolling on audio? Not really.
Yeah.
Something's rolling.
We're rolling.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep this podcast rolling. Speaking of podcasts.
Oh yeah, that's right. We're doing one right now.
Welcome. So I guess we should just say we did it. We did our backpacking trip and we did record some audio.
Did we even tell our listener that we were going backpacking?
I'm pretty sure we did.
I don't remember. It's been so long ago.
It has been.
We apologize for the tardiness.
I know,
dear
right?
Dear listener.
Dear listener. Yeah, we said we were going to go up to Cottonwood Lakes in the Eastern Sierras and go fishing. And we did that.
Indeed.
So we captured some audio because Chad is awesome and carried the gear along with him, which we have proof. I think we're, should we just share it?
Let's just roll into it.
Just roll into it right now? Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. Welcome.
Welcome to Cottonwood Lakes, right? Lake 3.
It's very cold here.
It's very loud here, I'm sure, for our listener because of all the nylon.
Oh, that's true.
It's
stop
like
moving. I said stop. And it's kind of muffled because I'm trying to be under my sleeping bag because I'm so fucking cold.
Oh. Yeah, it's a touch chilly here. That's for sure.
Do you know what the temperature is?
I do not.
I don't either.
We're going to have to look it up.
We'll look it up. Not right now, though, because that would make too much noise.
That would. And we don't have connection of any sort except to this recorder.
I think my hands are going to fall asleep.
Why would they do that?
Because these socks are really tight. They're running socks. They're not meant for hands and fingers. And I'm trying to hold onto the mic. They're hindering my progress.
Well, I guess you won't forget your gloves next time, will you?
I didn't forget them. I purposely didn't bring them because I just didn't think it would be this cold.
Well, it is.
It is. I would have brought many other things had I known. Like my parka, for example. Thermals, thicker socks, my wool hat. It would have been so heavy, though, to carry all that stuff.
Yeah, it would have been.
My pack, it was pretty light. I have to say, I had a pretty light pack. Which was good, because I'm out of shape.
And I had a relatively heavy pack.
You did, yeah. But you were trucking right along.
Yeah, I didn't have problem with it, really.
You didn't seem super winded. The only time I had a problem was when we were gaining elevator, when we were going up those
The big
steep
steps.
Rocks. Yeah, they're technically just like steps, but, well, technically they're rocks, but they're also steps.
They're anyway. Step-shaped rocks.
Step-shaped rocks, which is pretty awesome. I found the what are they called? The stick things I've been using? Good God, my brain is not working. The trekking poles?
Yes.
I found those to be very helpful, especially going uphill, because I could kind of pull myself up.
Right.
Sorry about the nylon there. Yeah, and I felt more stable, and it disperses the weight more evenly. It was really awesome, actually. And the pack felt pretty good, considering it's not my pack.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny.
You definitely got winded.
You're using my old pack. We're using Maurice's tent.
I know, for people who have so much camping gear, we're not using hardly any of our own camping gear.
It's fucking ridiculous.
But we don't have a lightweight backpacking tent. We have an expedition tent for season.
Right.
Which would be awesome right now because it'd be so much warmer in here.
Yeah, maybe. But we wouldn't have enough room for the vestibule.
Because of the space we're in? Because it's so tight?
Because it's so tight. And yeah. It goes in one direction a long way. And
yeah, we're like cramped in between rocks and stumps and
deadwood. So the chippies, are not, yeah, the chipmunks here are adorable. I guess technically they're ground squirrels. Is that right?
I think they're 13-line ground squirrels.
They're so incredibly cute.
Or as they called them in Iowa when I was living there, squinnies.
Squinnies. They look like they're squinting at you.
I guess. I don't know.
Love these really cute little white lines that outline their eyes. And that one that got really close to us, his ear, one of his ears was missing, or at least it was
a little jacked up.
It was pretty jacked up. But he was so cute. He was trying to get some of our food stuffs.
Not happening. Not on my watch.
It's a bad idea.
Certainly not getting into that bear bin.
Right? That thing's awesome. It's kind of freaky to me, though, that you just leave a big bin of food laying out there.
There you go, bear.
And if something comes along, it's just going to, like, bat it around for until it gets bored with it and leaves.
Hopefully it doesn't knock it into the lake.
Right.
Because that would suck.
That would really suck. Well, then we just have to go a little lean, you know, and leave.
Yeah.
We'd have to head on down the mountain. So it didn't take us too long to get up here. Did you say it was, what, 4 miles from... How many miles is it from where we parked?
I don't know. 5 or 6, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. And we're at, what, just over 11,000?
Just over 11, yeah.
And when we hiked up... So to tell our listener, we're sandwiched in between the Cottonwood Lakes, are beautiful. So there's these really white, chossy mountain, these rock cliffs that go straight up. And in between, sandwiched in between, are these beautiful blue lakes where apparently there are golden trout.
California state fish.
Which Chad caught one of today, and it was about, what, 7 inches? That's pretty big for a golden trout.
Compared to the ones in the river here, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the river.
Sorry, creek.
There's a little waterfall off to one side when you go up to the higher lake. Right now we're at Cottonwood 3, and we went up to Cottonwood 4 and 5. And I could definitely tell I was gaining elevation. And then I, like, scrambled up the side of that scree.
Right.
A patch of scree was pretty ridiculous.
Looking for Old Army Trail.
Turns out it was way off. But, you know, I think we could have absolutely made it up that, but it wouldn't have been a good idea. Basically, it would have been like a class 5. It looked like maybe a 5-4 climb.
Yeah.
So we could have done it, but then coming down would have been a bummer. But it turns out the trail itself is just switchbacks up the side of that. I mean, it's crazy. We should take a picture of it and put it on the podcast. On the website, I mean.
Yeah.
This is the podcast. But anyway, yeah. So we're considering going to Langley, which is just under 14,000. It's like 13,850. Or something?
13,880, 13,980, something like that.
Yeah, it's just like, or maybe it was like 13,950, but it's just under 14.
Yeah, and I think if you probably get to the very tippy top, it's...
It's 14.
Right.
Right.
I mean, well, they call it one of California's 14ers,
it's a 14er,
right?
For sure, but I guess, you know, it doesn't have to be specifically 14. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be really cold. Today was so windy. Like, there wasn't really much enjoyable happenings in camp until pretty late when the wind started to die down. Because it's just so windy. It's miserable, and we're not dressed for it. We were not. I was not expecting it. Thank God I brought my rain jacket, because it serves as a windbreaker.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting some of it, but not that kind of wind.
It was crazy. It was howling.
And now
it sounded
like
a freight train coming through here. It was nuts. I was like, okay, this is cold and windy and miserable. And then I didn't eat enough or drink enough water, apparently. because I got a really bad headache around 4. And then you fed me that fabulous chicken teriyaki. What's the brand? Who's our sponsor today?
Mountain House, I think.
Mountain House. Sponsored by Mountain House.
Jesus, I wish. That stuff's so expensive.
It is so expensive.
I only bought it because it was 20% off at REI.
Well, I'm glad you did because it was really good. And we've got our GORP, which tell our listener what GORP stands for.
Good old raisin and peanuts.
And then Chad added some chocolate chips, which was a lovely treat. A little sweet for me, but that's cool. Yeah, so today was beautiful, but kind of miserable. And now tomorrow we might get up and go do Langley. But I saw these people coming off while you were fishing, and they looked really angry at each other. And they were really well-dressed. I mean, really well-dressed. They looked super warm, and they had all their best gear. And I asked her about it, and she said to me, very deadpan, "It's cold and windy." And then she proceeded to argue with her husband some more, and they left. In different directions, I might add. Still heading right to the trail, but they were arguing about where the trail was. So I just don't think they had the best day. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
So, I don't know. Do we do a 14-year tomorrow?
Do we ruin our 20-year anniversary?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, we ruin our marriage.
20 years in one day.
Because Langley conquered us. So I don't know. I really want to because I'm stubborn and I think it'd be cool. But I also think that maybe it's a bad idea because we don't have the right gear. I don't have the right shoes. I don't have the right clothes.
See, I don't think it'll be cool.
You don't think it'll be cool?
It's just fucking hiking.
Right. I think it'd be cool to say that we did a 14-er.
I guess.
No?
No.
Not cool? Okay. Why do people do it?
I don't know. Because...
Bragging rights, baby. Bragging rights.
I don't know. It's only a 14-er. It's high altitude walking.
True.
It's... I don't know.
But you would rather fish because you haven't had a chance to fish. And today you got to fish once.
That's all I needed. I caught one.
Yeah. And tomorrow, if it's not as windy, you could fish all day. I could read. I could do some writing. I could stretch out these damn hip flexors of mine.
Oh, crikey.
Oh, they hurt so bad. I could drink tea and commune with the ground squirrels.
If by which you mean keep them out of the GORP.
I do, actually. I do. Yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. So now we're in the dark, in the cold, in our sleeping bags. We don't have our headphones on, so I wonder what we sound like.
Muffled. I'm sure it's complete garbage.
We can't even use this audio.
The fact that I trekked this goddamn thing up here is...
Well, we said we would podcast from here, so we had to do it. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be good.
Right.
Or interesting in any way. Yeah. So, yeah, what have we learned? Plan ahead.
Plan ahead. Buy your own goddamn tent.
Yeah.
So you're not using somebody else's heavy tent.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm thankful we have it right now because it's shelter.
Right. I'm very grateful that we have it. Because I was thinking we would just sleep on the ground.
I'd totally do that.
I used to be way more hardcore, and I would just say that I'm currently not. Not hardcore.
Like, what happened to you fancy lass?
I think I just got older. I don't know. I used to just not really even worry about it. I would just go do shit, and I didn't mind if it was cold. But I always had warm gear. I would have known what I was getting myself into, and I feel like I didn't even pay attention.
Do you feel
like
I duped you?
No, I should have asked more questions. You said it was going to be cold at night, and my sleeping bag is pretty badass, so I thought, I'll be fine. During the day, it's going to be hot, is what I was thinking. I almost just brought shorts, for the record.
There's no fucking way I would have let you do that.
But you wouldn't have known what I was packing. You didn't look in my... in my bag, you know what I mean? Like, that was my plan. But instead I got pants that turn into shorts. Because they're super sexy. And any woman that wears khaki
cargo shorts,
pants
that become pants.
Yeah, pants that the legs zip off and turns into cargo shorts. I mean, that's just like the epitome of sex appeal, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
That's it. And this like filthy hair that's like sticking out in all directions, that's pretty sexy too.
Lululemon, eat your heart out. Yoga pants ain't got nothing on zip-off khakis.
That's right. The other thing that's pretty funny is I brought all these things to clean my face and my body, and it's too fucking cold. In fact, you know me, I'm the most fastidious person when it comes to my teeth. And this morning I opted out. I didn't even brush my teeth. Which
just went straight into the tea.
Yeah. I was like, fuck it. This is hot. I'm cold. I'm not doing that. Yeah, so I brought up lotions and face gel, which leaked all over the inside of my little baggie. Luckily, I planned for that.
Right. It's in a Ziploc. And now we're hanging them in a much larger baggie in a tree to keep them away from the chippies.
Right, because they smell like roses and various flowers. I don't even know if chippies care about flowers, but if they do, they're going to have a hell of a time. They're going to have a swing on their hands. They could totally get into that bag if they wanted to.
Yeah, they'd have to make the jump.
Well, they'd just go out on the branch and then go down the bag. It'd be easy. Chippies can do anything. Are you getting warm? Because I'm really cold.
Holding this microphone isn't helping.
I know.
It's so cold.
I know, I can't. That's why I put socks on my hands. So that
right.
I wouldn't be holding on to a really cold microphone. So I think this, I'm just going to guess. I'm going to just take a shot at guessing that I think this is going to be a really short podcast. So before we go, I'd like to just say I appreciate you. And thanks for getting up early and making me hot tea. And making me dinner when I had a headache and I didn't realize I just needed to eat. And bringing fabulous chicken teriyaki from, who is it again? Who's our sponsor?
Mountain House or something?
Mountain House.
They're responsible for our breakfast tomorrow too.
Fabulous. I'm excited about that. Yeah, and I love you. Thank you. 20 years of pretty damn good marriage, I'd say.
Yep, it's worked out thus far.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with it another year.
All right. I'll sign on too, I guess. Right. Well, we'll see how tomorrow's climb goes.
That's true.
Maybe I shouldn't commit today.
Don't commit too soon. That could be folly. Yep. Well, I just really hope I don't have to get up in the middle of the night and pee.
You will.
Chances are I'll just lie here and hold it and be miserable.
And not sleep.
I didn't sleep a wink. Well, I did a little bit. I told you about that crazy dream I had. We were in the same campsite. Right. There was like a festival there, and there was this random guy who was like long blonde hair, and like he knew you, and I was supposed to know him. And then I realized that the year before we had made a plan to meet him here on our anniversary and do Mount Langley with him. And I'd forgotten about it, and I realized it all of a sudden in my dream. That's weird. It's a weird dream. But so I clearly slept a little bit, or else I wouldn't have had that dream.
Right.
The problem with sleeping is being cold. The sleeping bag is very constricting and tight. It's not that tight, but I can't move my legs around, you know? And my lower back hurts from lying straight. And when you lay on your side, your shoulders fall asleep. My arms fall asleep. It's just, why are we doing this?
Oh, Jesus. Getting old sucks.
It totally sucks. I think we've just been too accustomed to fancy life. You know, an actual bed. We should tell our listener we lived in a Chinook. I think we told our listener. But yeah, we lived in a Toyota Chinook camper, little pickup truck thing that we lived in for a year.
Yep.
So we didn't used to be fancy.
No.
We've just become fancy in our
Prior to that,
age.
I lived on a boat.
Yeah, that's right. So you've been, and I lived in a Volkswagen van again and climbed around the country climbing for a year before I met you. And I was always dirty.
Yep.
It's impossible to not be dirty when you're a climber. because you just fucking all day. You're either...
We're just hands-on all over it.
Yeah, you're either hiking up like scree, or you're in the dirt, or you're climbing and you're sweating and your hands are filthy and the rope is filthy. And it's glorious. I miss it. I'm going to start climbing again with the vid. The vidsta. I think I might be getting arthritis in my wrists. So maybe not. But we'll see. Today when I was hiking up to the base of whatever that little gully was, I was thinking, I miss climbing. I was scampering down from rock to rock. I had to, because it was so steep that the minute I put my foot just in the regular sandy dirt, I would just start sliding down the cliff. Right. So I had to stay on solid rock.
And hopefully the whole 2-ton boulder didn't go sliding down.
I was thinking about that. I was like, you know, this is actually a really bad idea. And then I was thinking about how at Sunset Cliffs and Ocean Beach that they just had a whole bunch of rock fall.
Yeah,
and it killed a couple people.
Well, that's sandstone. This is
totally, this is granite. But still, I mean, these rocks fall. That's why there's this entire field of boulders. They had to come from somewhere. So yeah, I was like, this is probably a bad idea. And I would have gone up to the base and started climbing a little bit, but I didn't have water with me.
Well, I'm glad you came back down.
I am too. Especially since that wasn't actually the trail.
Right.
Yeah, it helps to have a map. Guessing is, you know, well, guessing. Not a good idea when you're doing alpine shit. So anyway, any final words?
Not that I can think of.
All right, well, I hope that you get some sleep. I'm going to cuddle up next to you as soon as I get rid of this microphone.
Yep.
Get some warmth.
Sounds good.
I love you. And listener, I'm glad you could be part of this intimate moment. You might not be, because we might not share it. We don't know yet.
Thanks for traveling along with us.
Thanks for coming along. That's right. So, good night.
Good night.
Well, that was fun.
Okay, yeah, we're back. We're back in the podcast room. Thank God.
Oh, it's so nice here.
It's so nice.
It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
Aside from my occasional...
Mostly it's not too cold.
Hot flashes. Yeah, right? Oh, my God. It was so cold. And I don't even think we're just total fancy pants. I just think it was really cold.
I think you might be.
Well, I am, but I don't think you are. And you were cold. You were complaining. You know, it wasn't just the cold. It was the fucking wind. It was so windy.
Wind doesn't do
anyone any good.
No. I mean, it's never fun. You can't fish when there's too much wind. You can't ride a bicycle when there's too much wind. You can't stand around outside and enjoy
the stars.
Much of anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were just, your face was so beet red. And I thought you were sunburned, which seemed impossible because you had a hat and sunglasses and your face was covered.
Yeah, the whole neck gaiter thing that comes up.
Right. I'm like, how did you get sunburned? And you had sunblock on, but I think you were wind burned, actually.
Somehow, yeah.
That was just crazy. So, okay, so we shared that audio. I wasn't sure we were going to share it, honestly. A, it's not very good. B, it's kind of intimate and weird. But we did it. But now I think there's some things we need to clarify, don't you think? Like, how much did our packs weigh? We didn't address that. And we have an opportunity to do that. So my pack was about 34, 35 pounds, and Chad's was about 45 pounds, which is great for backpacking in terms of weight.
Considering, yeah, the things that we were dragging along.
Right, like that shitty ass tent. Thanks, Maurice.
No, the tent was awesome. I actually like that tent.
It's a great tent.
It's a great tent, you know.
It weighed a lot.
Especially if, you know,
if I didn't have to spend 13 hours in it, I would have liked it better.
Right.
And I couldn't sit up all the way.
That's the irritating thing. I mean, it's great for Maurice because
he can sit up
shorter
all the way.
than me.
Just tall people. When I have a really long torso.
Right. My torso is just average, so.
Right? You're so average.
In so many
all
ways.
All 6'2 of you. Yeah, so I couldn't sit up, and I was, oh my God, so fucking uncomfortable. I couldn't, my back hurt, my hips hurt, my shoulders hurt. Didn't sleep. We did not sleep on that trip at all.
No.
Maybe a couple hours. I mean, there was the dream sequence, so I know I got some sleep.
Right.
So that was weird. Okay, so the other thing is, you said in the audio that it was about 5 or 6 miles. It was actually 8.1, because it's 16.2 miles round trip.
Round trip, yeah.
Yeah, so it was also the elevation was a little, we were a little off. About 12,400 up at Lake Four, which was just above us. So we were just over, like, I would say like 11,300, yeah, somewhere around in there. That last night I was having trouble breathing. I think it's because my nose was stuffed up because of, like, the wind and the dust and everything just
stopped. Oh, Jesus. I had so many things
happening.
Yeah.
That
would not come out my nose.
Right. It just stayed like there were monsters in our nose and they were totally tormenting us. Yeah. So I couldn't breathe and I couldn't get enough oxygen. And I, like, at one point I felt kind of panicky and I'm like, I can't even get out of here. It's too fucking cold. I have to stay right here and not breathe.
And yet you made it.
We made it. And honestly, like, that was the longest night of my life because I kept thinking, what time is it? Like, how much longer? Because I literally, like, that second night, I slept maybe an hour. I'd fall asleep and then I'd wake up because I was in so much pain, my lower back.
And I fell asleep odd on my right shoulder the first night, which ruined me for the next, like, 36 hours.
Right.
I'm still, my right shoulder is still in pain.
Oh, I'm sorry. And you carried more weight.
Yeah, it didn't hurt when, you know, I had the backpack on. It was just lying on it or, you know, just, I don't know. It didn't hurt any more with the backpack on, I suppose I should say. It just hurt.
Right. Oh, right. So I don't know. I used to sleep in tents all the time. I don't know what happened, but that was...
We got old.
We got old. Yeah, we're old. 20 years, baby.
Jeez.
So...
I'm going to find some sort of sleeping mechanism that works for me, whether it be a hammock or a cot.
I think the cot idea is good, because then it accommodates bumps in your body. Right. You know, like shoulders, that's a bump. Hips.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of a hammock, and I used to fall asleep in my hammock out back.
I think it's a terrible idea.
But for camping, there's a lot of places I go camping that don't have trees.
That's true.
We're in a desert. Yeah. There's a lot of small desert scrub.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I'd much rather be in a hammock in the desert, though. Scorpions and shit.
Yeah, well.
But if you're in a tent, it doesn't matter.
You got to put your shoes somewhere.
I know, right? People always ask me that. So you do shake, you shake your out, shoes out your shoes? And I'm like, maybe. I don't know. Do I? And I did. I shook my shoes when I put them on. I was worried that little Squinny might be in there. Those cute little ground squirrel chippy things.
Right. They typically go towards delicious smells, not foot smells.
I'm sure my feet smelled fabulous. Good God. Oh my God. So I didn't take a shower. Well, obviously. Good God. I'm losing my mind. I did not clean myself in any way, shape, or form. I stunk. I looked awful. I felt awful. Yeah, I actually felt
pretty good. And there's no way you're going to jump in that lake.
No, it's so cold. I mean, someone might. A lot of people would, but I would not.
I have never heard of anyone doing that.
Right. It's coming from ice. I mean, there was quite a bit of snow up there too. So
still, yeah. Like that snow, like those patches of snow were there 2 years ago when I was there. I think it's the exact same snow.
It's never going to leave.
I don't think it's left.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised there wasn't more snow. So another thing I thought we should mention is that you caught 7 fish.
Woohoo!
7 golden trout.
And released because they are endangered species.
That's right. We did not. I hiked up 16.2 miles and I didn't even get to eat a fish.
Which is odd because it seems like, well, no, that's not odd. I mean, it's odd that at Lake Five you are allowed to keep golden trouts that are over 6 inches.
Now, that is odd.
You know, it's an endangered fucking species.
Like, what's it matter which lake you catch it out of?
Yeah, all I can figure is that...
People don't go up to Lake Five?
Well, no, because, I mean...
It's not that much farther.
No, it's not. I mean, we were right there. It's... I just wonder if it's a... just to appease the people who want to catch and eat a golden trout, which is kind of fucking twisted, but whatever. I mean, who am I to judge because I'm catching them?
Right, but why would you appease anyone? Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Because sportsmen are a big lobbying group, relatively.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Just like equestrians
we could find
are
out.
A big lobbying group.
Right, that's true. And there were equestrians there.
Yeah.
We stepped over a lot of horse poop.
Oh, man, did we?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is a 14er? So we kept talking about 14ers. So our listener might not know what that is. I think our listener probably does, but I'm going to say it anyway. So it's a peak that reaches at least 14,000 feet above sea level. And Mount Langley is, in fact, 14,026 feet at its highest level.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And another shout out to Mountain House, because that was pretty damn good dried food. Best I've had.
Yeah,
I mean, and I've eaten a lot of weird camp food.
I can only imagine how much salt is in it. But.
Oh, right. Yeah. Not good for you necessarily.
But. Yeah, you wouldn't want to make a regular event out of it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're trying to get calories in you,
mm-hmm.
that's the perfect way to do it.
Yeah, if I were on a week-long backpacking trip, which at this point seems unfathomable.
Right.
but it might happen. I would definitely go for Mountain House. Chicken teriyaki. Oh, those eggs and bacon we had the next morning was great. It was pretty good, actually.
I was surprised that the bacon was actually crunchy.
I think it was jerky.
It was crunchy in a freeze-dried food sort of way.
Right. But still, it tasted like, you know, crisp bacon.
I mean,
which is kind of creepy.
they weren't like Gordon Ramsay custard eggs, but...
Well, no.
But they weren't so bad.
Next trip, we can change that. I can see why people would take pack mules so they can bring gourmet food up to those places.
Right.
It was beautiful. I mean, I gotta say, like, it was really an awesome trip. Like, we've been complaining a lot, but honestly, it was just fantastic. It was so beautiful. The walk wasn't hard, really. I mean, I was definitely out of breath going up. I was winded. I was winded just being in the tent. You can hear me breathing and I'm talking and I wasn't really making much sense. I know, like I'm deep breathing, heavy breathing. So, I mean, there's the hanging question that our listener probably would like an answer to.
Oh, yeah. So we're still married and we're still on good terms. So obviously we didn't actually...
We didn't do the hike
to the 14.
We decided to opt out of a 14er in favor of our marriage. Now, that's not true. We decided not to do Mount Langley for two reasons. For me, it was that woman. There were two things that kept playing in my head. That woman that I mentioned in the audio.
Right.
Who she and her husband were clearly pissed off at each other. And when I asked her how it was, she said, "Cold and windy." Right. And I thought, oh.
Yeah, no shit. It's cold and windy down here.
I'm like, I'm cold down here. Like, I am not prepared to go up to more cold and windy, A. And B, you're like, who cares? Bragging rights, whatever. It's just a high altitude walk. And I was like, what? I guess it kind of is. Still cool. I mean, I think it's awesome. And I would like to go back and do it with better shoes. I don't think my shoes would have been great. I mean, those switchbacks were steep. I'm going to get a picture and put it on the podcast website. So if our listener does want to check it out, they can. It was so pretty, though. And here's another reason, though. So there were two reasons. Maybe three. Actually, three reasons.
There's an ever-growing list of reasons.
Too cold and windy, and we weren't prepared for it. And I didn't have the right shoes. And we went up there so you could fish. That was the purpose of that trip. Was to go fish for golden trout. And you hadn't done any fishing because it had been so windy the day before. And our second day was actually...
Nice, calm, and clear. I mean, it was a glassy, glassy lake.
It was pretty.
You could just see hundreds of trout just rising to pick things just subsurface.
Yeah, little rings everywhere. It was cool. Yeah, so I'm glad you got to go fishing.
Yeah.
And... The other reason is I didn't get any fucking sleep, and there was no way in hell I was spending another night in that tent.
That, I think, was the big one.
We have to figure that out. I don't know, I have to do more yoga, figure out what's going on with my back.
Yeah, but it's got to be warm to do yoga.
I've got it. That's the thing. I couldn't stretch. I couldn't wash my face. I mean, I couldn't even brush my teeth. I was so cold. That's crazy.
If you couldn't do it with socks on your hands, you weren't going to do it.
I wasn't going to do it. That's right. I wear socks as gloves.
Because you didn't bring your gloves. Because I'm a jackass.
I don't know what I was thinking. Oh, and so that's the other thing.
I don't think I even have gloves, so...
You do, but they're like for winter. I mean, like, yeah, serious, they're like snow gloves.
Snowboarding gloves. Right, I'm not taking those up to a fishing expedition.
Right. Although that would be awesome, because then I could have used them.
Right.
Oh, I would have given anything. Oh, and then what happened when we got down to the bear bins down at the car? What did you find?
Oh, yeah, because curiosity got the better of me. I'm like, well, let's open up these bear bins and see.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about you found a pair of gloves.
Oh, yeah. A pair of gloves sitting on top of one of the bear bins. Like, oh, well, here you go.
No.
Yeah, but they were like women's like stretchy gloves. They were like fashion gloves. They weren't
fashion. They were just black. Oh, honey, you don't know fashion. Let me tell you.
Yeah, no shit.
No, they were just regular.
Easy there, Miss Khaki Cargo Pants.
Totally. So sexy. You know you liked it.
Oh, that's...
By the way, the zipper...
Because that's what I know, right? I have many, many like khaki cargo things.
So where the pant legs zip off, I totally got chafed on both of my legs from that goddamn zipper from rubbing up against my legs for 16.2 miles. And I only brought one pair of pants. Oh, and my pajamas broke.
Oh, right.
So I had a pair of pajama pants, and then the drawstring broke, and then I couldn't keep them up around my waist. So that wasn't helpful.
No.
Okay, so you should probably tell them when you got curious about the bear bins.
Oh, yeah, I got curious about the bear bins, you know, aside from the gloves. And I opened one up, and apparently someone left like half a pizza
in
the bear bin in the box.
Right. Like I'm gonna eat this when I'm done.
Yeah, like they went to the pizza place, they ate half the pizza, and they brought it up with them and decided, you know, I'm just gonna throw this in here.
This bear, it's cold
because it's fucking cold enough.
Right.
It's like being in a refrigerator.
You know, mice getting those things, that was a bad idea on their part.
Well, I mean, it had a date on it, so.
Oh, yeah,
it was marked
today.
That day.
It was like that day they brought it up and they were on a day hike and they left their pizza in the bear bin. That's really funny.
So I'd be curious to know what the outcome of that pizza was.
I'm sure they ate it.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they had not. 2 days from that date before the Park Service cleans out those bins, so.
Oh.
So.
I think it would have been really
another
funny
day.
If we'd like taken their pizza and like left them like zone bars and like nutritional bars and camp snack.
Eat the pizza out of the box, but put the zone bars in the pizza box.
Exactly, exactly. They'd be like, "What the fuck? I so wanted that pizza."
Oh, because coming out of that, you're like, "Oh, I can't wait to get back to my pizza."
That's all they're thinking about is that pizza.
Yep.
That would have been really messed up if we'd done that.
Seriously.
Plus, there's no way in hell I was going to eat that pizza.
But whatever. That asshole had a styrofoam cooler.
He did. Not a hiker.
Right next to it.
I mean, so. I'm not going to say we're hikers, but that guy was, or woman, way less of a hiker. Yeah, I'm not sexist about bad hikers. We're all better. Yeah, we weren't the worst. You know what surprised me is how many people looked like they were in their late 60s and early 70s. Okay, right. Maybe just the one couple. But, I mean, there are a lot of people in their 50s and 60s.
Because that's all you can muster when you're old is walking.
But I thought that was awesome. Like, they're out there hiking.
I'm not saying it's not awesome. I'm just...
It's super awesome, and I hope that's us. I hope we get better at this.
Absolutely.
Like, we could just do it, right? We just did it, but if we get better at it, we'd enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Like, if I brought gloves.
Like, maybe if we would do it, you know, yeah. Not do it off the couch.
Right. So why didn't I plan ahead? I kind of want to address that because I can. It's kind of embarrassing.
Right.
So.
Because I was in charge and.
Well, and honestly, it's no less embarrassing. Me explaining myself doesn't like make it better because I'm still a jackass. But yeah, for whatever reason, I didn't even pack that pack, which isn't even my pack. I have packs, but they're heavy. So I opted to use your lighter pack.
Right.
And I packed it the night before and drank almost a bottle of wine. So for the record, I was a little hungover when we got there.
Fortunately, you had a 5-hour car ride that you could just sit in the passenger
seat.
That's
true. Thank you for driving. Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't do any planning. I didn't really ask questions. I just assumed it'd be cold at night and I'd bring my warm sleeping bag and it'd be hot during the day and I'd bring those short pant things, those sexy khaki cargo pant things.
Oh, stop it.
You know you want me. I'm going to go put them on. They're not sexy.
No.
Okay. I shouldn't wear those anymore.
No. Not unless we're hiking.
Noted.
I think the proper term is frumpy.
They did make my butt look rather wide. Maybe that's just my butt.
These pants make my butt look big? No, your butt makes it look big.
Your butt's just big. So, yeah. I'm totally derailed. I don't even know what we were just talking about.
I don't think
about.
It matters at this point.
Oh, there's one more thing.
Oh, jeez.
Sunset Cliffs. I said that there was... The cliffs fell and killed a couple people. And I just want to fact correct. I just want to correct that. And it was actually in Encinitas where that happened. That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, there you go. A couple miles north, just to be accurate.
So, yes, we might do it again, right? I wouldn't mind actually bagging that peak, as they say, apparently.
I don't know if that's what they say. That's what I say.
Summit. I'd like to
summit.
Summit the summit.
Sibilance.
Oh, yeah. I like that. But it's super pretty, so we'll put pictures up on the website. We're still married. We made it through that experience. Yep.
I mean, maybe I should just send you up to summit that peak by yourself while I'm fishing down below.
Yeah, you know what? There's so many people, too. It's not like you're... I mean, I would say at least every hour someone comes through.
Yeah.
So you're not alone.
But I do wonder how many of those people were actually going up Old Army Trail to get to the summit as opposed to how many were just going up to...
Camp.
To, you know,
Cottonwood 4
and coming back down since that was the official loop.
Yeah, so the loop that we did, the 16.2, oh my gosh, I saw that one woman. She was probably in her like mid-50s. She was just a badass. She was in great shape. So this is the day after we did the audio. It wasn't as cold, although I was still in all of my gear with socks on my hands still. She was wearing shorts. I just want to say she had both knees wrapped, so she clearly had knee problems for support.
Or maybe she was just wearing like knee warmers.
Maybe you're right, but she was ripped. She was in great shape and she was just trucking along and she definitely came in and came right back. Meanwhile, I'm in camp with my little tea trying to stay warm. She's probably looking down at me going, "Pussy, get on the trail and hike. That's what it's for." Or not. She might not have even noticed me.
Right. Well, eventually we did.
We did. On the trail, yeah. So we got it out. We got out of there pretty quickly. 8.1 miles. We went pretty slow because I like to stop on the way out. Because I felt like I didn't really see it on the way in. I just wanted to get there because I was so cold.
Right.
And on the way out, you know, it was a lot nicer. And frankly, going downhill is easier. So we stopped a lot, took a lot of pictures. It was cool. It was beautiful. Yep. I mean, what a beautiful place.
It is that.
And when you saw 4 white-tailed does.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I snuck up on them.
Right.
I was upwind from them. So I was able to get within 20 yards.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neato. Neato. So I want to say that the next time I'm feeling ungrateful, let's just go do that. And then when we get home, I'll be so stoked. About my life. Because today I've been so grateful all day and just like so happy that we have a home to come home to. And we even have a podcast room. Of course, it's also the laundry room, but that's not the point. It's a room and it's not cold here. Yeah. And I'm just like stoked and I'm happy to be home. And I don't know. It's a good thing to do every once in a while.
Yep.
Go do something uncomfortable to appreciate your life a little more.
Yep, sort of readjust your normal.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, reset. So I'm ready. I'm ready to start our other podcast.
Oh,
we won't tell our listener quite yet.
Yeah, it's still in the works. Because, you know, one isn't enough.
No, we need at least three.
Yeah. Because we're that goddamn interesting.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay, maybe we'll just stick with this one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm done. I'm ready for bed. How about you?
No, I'm not ready for bed.
I'm really excited to go sleep in our bed tonight.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's going to be awesome. I slept like a rock last night. Like literally a rock. Bam. I was out. Mishka walked over me a couple times. I'm sure of it. I'm like, that was about all the sound I made. Yeah.
So shall we finish?
Let's finish.
All right. Well, we got two eggs today.
We did.
Yes.
Aw. Oh,
and care to guess?
No way. Did Sunny lay an egg?
No.
Wait, what?
No, Sunny did not lay an egg.
Cher and Easy.
Cher didn't lay an egg.
Easy laid two eggs?
I think there was one left over from last night.
Michelle probably didn't take the egg.
Probably didn't take the egg.
I'm like, wait a minute.
So there was one this morning and then one tonight.
Oh, well, Easy. She's our little lady.
Yep. She's the one.
So I want to tell our listener, we had that problem with Cher picking on Easy. And this is super embarrassing, but I think she was picking on her because we saw it. But right. I think that stopped quite a while ago and she was actually just molting.
Yeah. I mean, it might have started with the abuse.
Yeah, maybe. Because, I mean, we witnessed it, so we know it was happening. But maybe it made it worse. It just exacerbated the situation. But now Cher is molting, and it looks like a fucking chicken exploded in the hen house. It's like, whoa.
It is crazy how
many feathers. And, like, she looks ridiculous because, like, she's missing so many feathers, and they're sticking out in all these weird angles. And she just looks like she's crazy looking. Poor baby. Yeah,
she looks like the what's his name? Doc from Back to the Future.
Right.
She's got all it's just everything's all jacked up. Like she doesn't even have a tail anymore because she's all those feathers are gone. So she's like normally a chicken is kind of, you know, pointed on one end and then the head's on the other end, and it's like now she's just like got this rounded tail section.
Oh my gosh. Like, womp. Well, in her undercarriage, like there's like feathers just poking out, like they haven't quite fallen to the ground yet, but they're just sort of hanging on. She's running along.
I wish there was something like the Furminator for chickens that you could just like brush the chickens with and
God.
Which there might be. Hell, I don't know. I haven't Googled it.
There's chicken diapers. There's got to be some sort of
seriously, there's so much ridiculous shit for backyard.
We're so doing that.
Chicken husbandry.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting diapers for our chickens. That's going to happen.
We'll let them into the house and then hang out with Mishka.
Mishka and the chickens, they're going to get along great. Yeah. See? She's totally into it. Did you hear that?
Yeah. All right, so two eggs.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Just exploding chickens in the hen house.
And we're alive. We're still married.
Still
with
married
chickens.
With chickens.
All right, baby.
And that's a wrap.
Good night.